means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are just a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. So welcome to Winning with Trevor. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time that you spend contemplating how you can be successful.
And I welcome you to the podcast, one and all, equally. I'm very glad to have you here. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I hope that I can provide something of value to you that will further your benefits for enjoying life on a fuller basis. And also, please subscribe to my email newsletter at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. You can download the ebook, 5 Life Hacks, trevorwgoodchild.com/5 Life Hacks, all one word. And also, if your school or your conference is looking for a motivational speaker, please email me at trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com and let me know the date, the time, the theme. You can definitely find more information out by going to www.trevorwgoodchild.com and go ahead and take a moment to just check out some of my previous speaking experiences. I love to motivate young people, old people, everyone. I do specialize in educational talks, helping, you know, teachers learn more about project-based learning, inclusive learning. It's pretty phenomenal when you look into things like this because they've shown some really incredible results where students, instead of just memorizing facts and reciting them back out, they used collaborative projects to gear up their cognitive functions and their problem-solving skills and their critical analysis skills. And so working as a team, kids working together to solve a problem or create a project together, have really developed and outscored, in fact, students of traditional learning, where they're just memorizing things and reciting it back. So that's pretty fascinating. I give talks on those kind of topics as well for educators and leadership skills. So if you need training in leadership skills, if your students need training at leadership skills, please feel free to reach out to me, trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com. Now, we're entering into kind of the real middle of the summer for June and July and then the hottest month, August. And at this point in time, we should try to find a moment to get outside, stop staring at screens, and engage in vigorous activities that really stimulate our mind and our body. Today, I swam laps at a YMCA for about an hour. And I'm telling you, I feel like my skin is just glowing. It's the full body workout of a lifetime. No impact, no strain. I can't promote this enough. This is pretty incredible. And there's a whole different way of swimming. You can actually glide by pivoting your hips with your strokes and your kicks so that you're using the motion of your hips to go forward instead of just thrashing around with your arms and legs. It's a whole different way of swimming, and it's pretty phenomenal. It allows you to really kind of reduce the drag. And when you do this, it's you're working in concert, learning how to breathe, learning how to sync up your movements. And life in general is kind of like that. It's like swimming. It's like dancing. It's a coordination of various movements. Our internal movements for how we feel about things, our perspective, our opinions, how we formulate ideas and conclusions based on the experiences that we have that have shaped the person that we're becoming, and then how we actually take action in the real world outside of ourselves, how that pairs up with our inner belief system, our inner version of ourself, our self-image, and how that powers further momentum towards achieving goals. So doing activities that require synchronization of your mind and your body are very good to develop communication between your left and your right brain. And often you can get inspired, you can think of new ideas, you can think of new perspectives, or just get a good workout. You know, play a game of basketball, go swimming. I would say go jogging, but there's so much impact to your knees unless you're doing it in some place that isn't just concrete. You have some support, some bounce back. So just wanted to give a little brief shout out for exercise in the summer, doing things that require coordination, because I think it's valuable. And I think we sometimes forget how much our body regulates our emotions. With the food that we eat, there's a relationship between the type of food that we eat and the feelings that we get afterwards. There are scientific studies done by the National Institute of Health. Doctors have written papers about this. There's periodicals and, you know, scientific journals that have all found correlations and links between diet and mood and emotion. So take care of yourself. Eat healthy. Eat a salad a day. All right, this is no longer a PSA about diet and exercise, as that is not normally my focus, but it is something that I've just found in my own practice that it really improves your mood when you're able to integrate some healthy habits as part of your routine. I love integrating morning meditation. I love integrating morning exercise. Making this part of your routine helps reinvigorate yourself, improve your circulation, not just in your body, but in your brain. So it gets you thinking so that you can actually be prepared for the day when you're marching out of the door, going to your 9-to-5, going to your class, going to wherever your destination takes you. When we get in sync, when we coordinate our internal mindset with our outside physical body, it really helps us to improve ourselves. And so I think that's just something I wanted to mention, because I think it's a valuable thing to consider. And I wanted to just briefly recap for those tuning in for the first time that the Winning with Trevor, your No BS Guide to Self-Improvement podcast, has four maxims. The first one being our current theme, which is success. How can you be successful? Make sure that you're making some sort of trajectory towards getting into better shape or staying in shape. I think that's very valuable because it adds to confidence. It adds to your comfort level. It adds to your ability to engage in further activities like rock climbing or being more active with your kids or when you're traveling. And I think that's definitely a win. That's a success. So it's hard. It sucks at first. Something that we have to really push ourselves to get into and develop as a routine and as a habit. But I think that's very integral as part of a definition of what it means to be successful. Make forward momentum. Make forward progress, even in little ways. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't try to go to a triathlon after not working out at all. You know, you gotta, as I frequently say, use smaller steps to reach a larger goal and a larger destination. So that's just something to keep in mind, because I think that's definitely adding to a cumulative effect for your entire success. So that's just food for thought. And our next maxim for the Winning with Trevor, your No BS Guide to Self-Improvement podcast, is of course happiness. Because when you're successful, whether that's successful in your relationships, successful in meeting your goals for physical fitness, for achieving business goals, achieving goals in school as a student or as a teacher or in life, we feel definitely a marked improvement on our moods. The natural endorphins of feeling like, wow, hooray, I've done it, I am successful. That helps with happiness. What is happiness? Is it a state of excitement? Is it an adrenaline rush? Is happiness only delivered through that Prozac prescription? What really is happiness? Happiness is more of a state of mind. It's more a way of allowing yourself to truly experience life as life appears to you, versus filtering it through a series of expectations that either are met or are not met. Being happy is being able to truly be here now, as Baba Das Ram likes to say, who is incredibly still alive and incredibly has a Facebook account, though I have theories it is not actually Baba Das Ram posting, but someone that knows him or an assistant if he's running any kind of business. I don't know. That's something to think about. Another mystery of the world. But he coined the phrase, be here now, and it's very relevant to being happy. We get caught thinking about what if situations, you know, there are several things in my life I wish I could go back to and say something different. Say something kinder. Say something a little more insightful and smart and sound better. I had that experience when I was at PLF Live, the Jeff Walker event. For those of you that follow my podcast that I've met at PLF Live, hi, hope you're doing well. Great talking to you. Some of you have been on my podcast. Great. Thank you so much. He handed me the mic at one point, and I was talking directly with Jeff. It was kind of a big moment. Jeff's changed my life and many other lives. And I just said something pretty lame about, you know, realizing the power of story in a marketing message or something like that. I really wanted to go off and talk about, you know, thank you so much, Jeff, for giving me the vehicle for transforming my life as a homeless teen to college graduate and now an entrepreneur. My God, you've done so much. I hope to make you proud and be successful in helping change other people's lives for the better. Something grandiose like that, but sincere, right? Sincere, not just braggy. But I was nervous. Me, nervous? Yes. Yes, I was. I was on the spot. Anyone ever hand you a microphone randomly and then expect you to make a speech? You know, I'm normally pretty good at that. Not always. I was at the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York City in, I don't know, 2012-ish. Or it was 2009, one or the other. And this is where the original cast of Saturday Night Live often does stand up. And I was walking across this crowded, definitely not meeting fire code safety regulations, basement for the Upright Citizens Brigade improv comedy show. And one of the, I forget who it was, one of the original Saturday Night Live comedians, he's just a few feet away from me. I'm going to the bar to get a drink. I come back. I'm stepping over people. He's saying, all right, this is the Upright Citizens Brigade. This is our policy. And by the way, if there is a fire, follow that guy. And they pointed directly at me. The spotlight shone on me. And I was like, yeah. For once, I didn't have a witty remark. Well, this is one of those times at PLF Live. So, you know, you can't always be prepared. You can't always go back in time. You can't always fix things that happened in the past. Sometimes you can. There are friendships that I've had with some really amazing people. One of my friends is a chiropractor, and, you know, we had kind of a falling out for many years, and we recently reconnected a few years ago and resolved things between us, and we're really good friends now. And that's awesome. It doesn't always happen like that. You can't always have a time machine. So part of really understanding how to be happy in life is letting go of what you can't control. Accepting life as it is, but not in a way that's kind of this hangdog, tail between your legs, I accept that life is just going to be sucky because I'm just a person that has these type of experiences. Don't want to do that. I've been there. I felt that way. We all do at some point or another. So you want to believe in something better. You want to believe that there is potential and there's hope. Always have hope. Because your attitude defines your ability to access these opportunities and make the best of them to create a better life. Otherwise, we're living another self-fulfilling prophecy of saying, yeah, life's going to suck because I believe it will suck, and then it does. Good job. So, you know, part of really understanding how to live a happy life is understanding exactly how to be present. How to be here now, how to live in the moment, not in a hedonistic way, but live in the moment as in you're aware of what's going on around you and you're appreciative of what you can appreciate about everything, about your life, about your friends, about your family. Take those moments and let those people know you appreciate them. It goes a long way. Sometimes people really need to hear that. I know there's been moments in my life where I felt, you know, really let down. You know, the most recent one was when I was in a car accident and my friend Garay let me know it was, you know, I was really suffering from trust moments with myself, and he's like, it's just a lapse in judgment. It's not a big deal. really helped me reconfigure some of my low expectations for myself. There's been other moments, and other friends of mine have really come through. And there have been moments when I've been that person for other people, and I've really helped them out. I've got a friend of mine right now, and he's not in a great situation, and I'm doing my best to help him out, loaning him some money, helping him understand he's worth it, giving him some life coaching for free, of course, and just helping him get recentered and refocused on his priorities and his belief in himself. When we lose that confidence in our own abilities, when we lose that confidence in our ability to progress further beyond where we might be feeling a little stuck at, trying to figure out life purpose, it's really hard to develop momentum to overcome even minor obstacles, because when you lack that faith in your own abilities, when you lack that faith that you're actually going to come out on top, that things are going to work out. And I know it sounds like a stupid platitude. People are so inundated with these Hallmark sayings and memes, you know, it's all going to work out. Well, what does that even mean to me? I'm going through this right now. Do you really even know what that feels like? You know, it's hard to really feel that in a sincere way, but we do need to, on some level, believe in ourselves and feel that it is going to work out. Somehow, some way, it will work out. So for those of you listening right now that are going through some stuff, it's going to work out. And you believing that it's going to work out is going to help it work out even more. So I'm helping my friend with that. And I'm trying to be that person for him that other people have been for me. Pay it forward. It's a good way to live your life. And it's a really, really big part of truly being happy. Because I'm sure we can point to all types of billionaires out there that are completely selfish. And they don't really give back to the world at all. And we can make all these kind of analogies to justify, yeah, well, they didn't really do anything to help back the community and they seem pretty happy, but we don't really know if they are or not. And, you know, you can totally live your life selfishly. I know plenty of people that have, but it doesn't create the kind of reciprocal supportive community that has this kind of ripple effect, like the pebble in the pond, that helps everyone out. And when you're part of a community like that, when you're creating that with your actions and your words, your attitude, your positivity, your positive thoughts, your positive habits, your positive mental attitude, when you're co-creating that sort of support system with other people, you gain a lot more than what you're giving. And the thing is that you end up helping a lot of people because, you know, it could be the third person away from you that, because someone you talked to and you gave them a pep talk, or you were supportive of them and you were positive with them. And now that person's in a good mood. And so they go into the coffee shop, they go into their, you know, local Starbucks or a mom and pop shop, like the Hideout coffee shop here in Austin, Texas, and they get a cup of coffee. And, you know, the barista maybe is feeling kind of bad. She, you know, maybe got the news that a relative is sick, or, you know, her student loans are about to start garnishing her very small barista paycheck. She's just, for whatever reason, not in a good mood. She saw a political meme. Oh, no. And now this guy who you just talked to and gave him some support goes into this coffee shop, and he's extra friendly with her, like more than usual, like, you know, polite social conversation stuff. And she feels some of that energy from him. And now her mood is uplifted. And she goes home and maybe she has, you know, a 9-year-old or something, right? Who just had a bad day because he was getting bullied. And he didn't feel like she cared at all because she's so busy working. And then suddenly she's like even more happy than normal because of the fact that she felt a genuine connection with this guy at the coffee shop that bought, you know, some kind of caffeinated beverage. And the thing is that it doesn't have to be even conscious or even super personal. Sometimes it's just a cumulative effect, and she just felt this one interaction because there was something authentic about it that wasn't there in the previous BS reactions that we do when we're just trying to treat everyone else like cogs in the machine and get through our day. And so now she's been, you know, deeply affected by this on some level, feeling like the world really does care. And she's able to, instead of being distracted or busy or exhausted completely and emotionally unavailable for her 9-year-old son, now she's nice to him on an extra level, right? On a level he feels too. And that energy keeps passing through, right? It keeps generating momentum. And so then maybe the next day, you know, her son is going to school and, you know, he says something to another child who is feeling down because he's still in a great mood because his mother really was there for him, you know, the previous day. And now that child is saved from, you know, killing themselves 5 years later because of the ripple effect of this one activity. And you just saved a life. It really happens like that. We never know. And so when we proactively take responsibility for the environment that we're creating, we really help make this world a better place than living only for ourselves. And it's not about being Mother Teresa. It's not about being Vincent Van Gogh. It's not about giving up your life, living in poverty to work at, I don't know, the Peace Corps or something and live without bathrooms and running water just for the sake of a holier-than-thou, almost arrogant cause to promote your own ego, right? Which happens sometimes, not always, but it's not about that. It's not even that grandiose. It's just about the interactions that you have every day. You make a difference in this world. And when you do something like that, that increases global happiness. That increases and includes your own personal happiness and your daily life. This adds a value to yourself that you don't have to talk about. You don't have to say it out loud. It's not something that you necessarily have to write down, I'm so great because I did this, or even pat yourself on the back for it. Just be that way. Be that person for someone else when you can. That's not detrimental to your own welfare. Be that way. When you pay it forward like that, it really does increase like the entire world's happiness on this ripple effect, because the energy keeps growing. It keeps adding momentum, because we never know how one person that we affect, whether we know them personally or not, is going to affect another person because we took that time, that sincerity of emotion and expression and interaction socially to be there for that person in some way that is measurably authentic. And that is just a beautiful thing. I've seen this happen. I've watched this happen in my life. I've seen it. I've done it. It's not something I can tabulate on a graph and say every single instance of, but I can speak of very specific instances where, because I took the time and the energy to really, really be authentically kind and compassionate for another person, it changed their life and it changed the lives of other people. And so I just want to reemphasize on we're still only on the second maxim of happiness. You really have the power to make this world a better place in very small ways that have a huge effect. It doesn't matter, you know, how big the steps you're taking are, as long as they are headed in the right direction. And the third maxim is personal responsibility. Because by taking responsibility for not just the person that we're becoming, but the environment that we help shape and create through our own personal actions, we are able to take an active role in creating a great place to live in our city, in our town, in our state, in our country, in our world. We have the opportunity to do that. And it's a scary thing. Responsibility is a word that doesn't always have positive associations with it. When people think about responsibility, it's like this weight on our shoulders. God damn, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for raising a child. I'm responsible for paying my bills. I'm responsible for, what does winning with Trevor say? I'm responsible for my happiness? GTFO, bruh. My happiness, that's just whether or not my Netflix series gets continued for a third series or not. My God. Still wish Will Arnett's Flaked would have gotten continued for additional seasons. That was such a great series. And did you know he's also the voice of BoJack Horseman? I just watched the last episode of BoJack Horseman last night on Netflix, and it is truly a moving and memorable series. If you want some personal development minus the preachiness, watch that series. It's got all kinds of life lessons in it with hilarious jokes. I save episodes for momentous days. Last night was a pretty big day. I decided to go full-time as a book author and public speaker and pursue my dreams of helping the world become a better place. So as a way to celebrate that, I watched an episode of BoJack Horseman, which was the last one, because I've been doling it out because I love it so much. Didn't want to binge watch. And yeah, great moment. So having that personal responsibility, even if the immediate association knee-jerk reaction isn't always immediately a positive one, when you look at it multidimensionally and you look at the different ways you can be responsible for the person that you're creating and shaping by your reactions to the environment that you're living in, you're able to add more success to your life because you're able to own up for your wins and your losses, I guess is the proper grammatical phrase, a lot more effectively than if you're still pointing a finger out at the world. It's a lot easier to do that on some level, but it makes your life harder in the long term. Think about that. So the final maxim is self-awareness, because a lot of what I talk about in this podcast and a lot of what I try to share are techniques to develop, cultivate, and perfect, optimize your self-awareness, because we don't want to be zombies. We don't want to be the people that Will Smith and I Am Legend is desperately fighting against on a Manhattan apocalyptic scenario. We don't want to be zombies. We want to be living, breathing human beings. And in order to do that, we have to be self-aware. We have to take the personal responsibility for our own happiness and for our own success by being self-aware of what we are doing in little ways and in big ways that affect our momentum towards those goals, towards that trajectory that each of our actions and our words is shaping in little and in huge ways. Remember, it doesn't matter how big your steps are as long as they are headed in the right direction. Celebrate your wins. Winning with Trevor. Celebrate your wins. And I think that's a super important thing to do, because it enables you to positively impact your own attitude, which then, here we are again, with that ripple effect, is able to impact everyone around you more positively. This is not moving Mount Olympus. This is not, you know, levitating the Washington Monument. Thank you, Abby Hoffman. This is actually something that's achievable and believable and perceivable. Well, I want to remind you of the valuable resource that every single Tuesday you have at your fingertips of having a positive, beautiful, amazing email newsletter delivered to your inbox that has incredible insights with really cool pictures, sometimes videos as well. And you can get access to this exclusive email newsletter, Positive Vibes, at trevorwgoodchild.com/subscribe. Why should you do this, you may ask? Let me address that. Because you don't have to have any effort. You don't have to Google anything. You don't have to research different techniques or ways to improve your life. It's at your fingertips. It's in your inbox without even having to lift a finger other than clicking on your inbox. Our most recent series was dealing with placemaking, how we can create a place in the city that we live in and attribute value to it, emotional significance, and revisit some of these places and make new places, and how that helps to shape our self-care. And it's a pretty cool series. There's also a video included in it. So that's just some of the previews of things that you'll get to when you subscribe. And also, if you need, again, students to get motivated, to find ways to develop leadership skills, and you want to have maybe a focus on how to have a good mindset so that they're not talking back to you when you're trying to, you know, course correct, feel free to reach out to me at trevor@trevorwgoodchild.com or visit www.trevorwgoodchild.com. And if you're in the need of some career coaching or some life coaching, feel free to reach out at trevorwgoodchild.com/happinesslifecoach and engage with me there. And I'll be happy to help you achieve your goals, personal and professional. Listen, thanks for tuning in. I really hope your week has gone well. And I think there's a lot of really cool stuff coming up for projects that I'm working on, things I'll include you on. You can visit my Instagram page. I'm doing some pretty incredible stuff there at Trevor W. Goodchild, INC. I recently released a video about the power of visualization that Jim Carrey actually was talking about. He wrote himself a $10 million check and made that come true. So you might want to check out my Instagram page, check out that video, and, you know, some other really cool pictures that I've put up with positive messages. Okay, thanks a lot for tuning in to Winning with Trevor, your no BS guide for self-improvement. I hope your self-improvement goes great. It means seeing your flaws, accepting them, and realizing I can do better. So these are a few thoughts to think about on this podcast. Winning with Trevor, signing off. I appreciate your ears, your minds, and the time you spend contemplating.